Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Dr. White reached to her waist. She found a set of keys on a retractable cord. Pulling one free of the rest, she inserted it into the lock of a side desk drawer.
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
She pulled the drawer open. She let the keys jangle back up to her waist. Reaching into the drawer, she pulled out a black plastic box with both hands, resting it reverently on her desk blotter. She lifted the lid, revealing a soft foam interior. It was a drab gray and fashioned in the uneven egg carton design. A series of vials rested in the box. Dr. White removed one of the vials. It had a waxy corking substance in one end. The brown-tinged liquid in the vial appeared to be gelatinous. With her free hand, she found a plastic bag containing an ordinary syringe inside the same drawer the box had been stored in. Tearing open the plastic with her teeth, she thrust the business end of the needle through the cork on the vial. She drew the viscous substance into the syringe. Redepositing the half-empty vial inside the case, Dr. White rolled up the sleeve of her lab coat. She found a nice, fat, blue vein at the crook of her arm and without a second's hesitation thrust the needle into it. She depressed the stopper and watched carefully as every last drop of the gelatin substance disappeared from the clear syringe. Quickly, Dr. White pulled the needle loose, dropping it inside the case. She flipped the lid closed and sat back in her chair, waiting for blissful nirvana. The rush hit more quickly this time than last. She shivered from the sudden cold. Her arms drew up tightly beside her body in spastic reaction. Everything, her eyes, her hair, her toenails, everything trembled wildly as the frigid sensation passed through her system like a melting glacier. She could feel it, could feel the raw sensation of fresh, surging power. The special treatments she had been giving herself made her feel invincible. Dr. White knew that she was almost there. She had more than touched the plane. She had crossed it. It was only a matter of stabilizing what she now felt, and she knew that moment was almost here. She never wanted to come down.
Not now.
She wasn't ready. White got to her feet. She had to steady herself against her desk as she made her way around to the other side. It was a challenge to stay upright as she staggered across the space between desk and door. There was a narrow room off the rear of the main laboratory. It was supposed to be an extra-wide corridor and storage area and connected to another laboratory. Dr. White's team had redesigned the long chamber to house the BBQs. In her hallucinatory haze, Dr. White could see a faint amber strip of light coming from beneath the closed door to this room.
Quiet. There's no one here.
Just be quiet anyway. Here, start with the ones nearest the door.
Dr. White heard the distinct, dejected lowing of the BBQs.
Not now. I'm not ready for this.
Holding on to metal lab stools and desks, she made her way across the laboratory to the closed door. The single BBQ that had been brought into the lab for the press was still in its pen. The animal blinked at Dr. White as the scientist passed by, crawling hand over hand along the small fence that held the sad-eyed creature in place. It seemed to take forever, but she finally made it to the door. The startled eyes that looked out at her from the long corridor did not belong to the BBQs. There were a dozen of them. They wore skin-tight black mime leotards. Black gloves and black sneakers covered their hands and feet. Their heads were shielded by solid black ski masks. White eyes stared out through rough triangular holes in the masks. The black-clad figures had been busy. Most of the BBQs were gone. The last two creatures were even now being herded down the hall to the adjoining lab.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Through her blurry, surreal vision, Dr. White could see that one of the floor-to-ceiling panes of glass in the next room had been shattered. More figures in black hefted a BBQ out the broken window. There was a fire escape beyond. The figures nearby seemed paralyzed for a moment. Dr. White staggered into the room. If the injection would only clear, it didn't take long. Once it did, she'd be able to...
I'll take care of her.
One of the leotard-clad figures ran over to Dr. White. The doctor held up one hand in an odd defensive posture. Her back arched visibly as she readied for the attack. But the injection she had given herself was just too strong. Disoriented, she swung down at her attacker's head. Dr. White didn't get a second chance. Something appeared in the hand of the dark figure, a flashlight. Dr. White dropped to all fours on the cold floor. A wave of blackness bled through her mind.
There's another man here.
Dr. White's distorted vision caught a final glimpse of black sneakers scuffing past her and into the main lab. There was a final plaintive moan from the last BBQ. Then a night shroud of warm oblivion swept in. The wave of intense darkness engulfed Dr. White.
Graphic audio, a movie in your mind.